Hello everyone. When I did my last video on Mushroom Woman, Erin Patterson, I pledged that if there were any new developments that I'd do a follow-up video. I'm a bit late on this, as I've been pretty flat out over the past couple of weeks, but for the benefit of any of my viewers who haven't heard the latest, she's finally been arrested and charged. On Thursday, 2nd of November, the cops turned up at her home early in the morning and took her into custody. Apparently, she just happened to have had a get-together with her friends the very evening before. I mean, Jesus, imagine that one. I spent all afternoon preparing food for you guys and none of you have touched a thing. Anyway, the cops took her into custody and she was interviewed for 4 hours, at the end of which she was charged with triple murder and 2 counts of attempted murder, one count being for Ian Wilkinson, the sole survivor of the Lunch of Death, but also for the attempted murder of her estranged husband, Simon Patterson, dating back to 2022, when he spent over a month in hospital from a mystery illness that doesn't seem to be much of a mystery anymore.
Explosive court documents have revealed Erin Patterson allegedly tried to murder her estranged husband 4 times by feeding him poisoned meals years before the mushroom tragedy. The world watching as the mother of two appeared in the dock for the first time, charged with killing 3 other family members. Eliza Rugg was in court.
Erin Patterson, stay-at-home mum and now an accused triple murderer. How's your client doing in custody?
She's good, thanks. I've just got to get through.
Miss Patterson's estranged husband, Simon, was still wearing his wedding ring just weeks ago. But overnight, a bombshell. His former wife had allegedly plotted to kill him a total of 4 times. And she allegedly murdered both his parents, his auntie, and attempted to murder his uncle by serving them a deadly meal containing poisonous mushrooms. It's claimed Simon pulled out of the lunch last minute. Police allege Erin attempted to murder him on 3 other occasions, once in November 2021, and she tried again twice in 2022, in May, then September. It's alleged a 48-year-old Currumburra man became ill following meals on these dates. Erin Patterson sat calmly in the dock today, flanked by 2 guards. Police asked for a 20-week adjournment to analyse the computer equipment they seized at her home. When asked if that material was voluminous, homicide detectives nodded. Will she be fighting these charges, Mr. Du?
It's early days and we haven't received a brief.
As Erin Patterson's criminal case progresses through the courts, the impact continues to be felt across small communities in Gippsland. 4 of the guests of that lunch were much loved members of this church. Only one will ever return. Pastor Ian Wilkinson could become the star witness alongside Simon Patterson if the case goes to trial.
Eliza Rugg joins us now. Eliza, where is Erin Patterson tonight?
Well, Pete, now Erin Patterson has been taken into custody of corrections. You'd expect she'd be moved to a women's only prison. So that means she'll need to swap her grey jumper that she wore today for prison greens. In terms of a bail application, she didn't make one today, and that's because you can't do that in the magistrate's court. If you're charged with murder, you have to go to the Supreme Court. So no bail application today. If there isn't one made, we'll expect to see her back in court in May next year.
Okay, so apparently both the prosecution and the defence asked the court to transfer the matter to the Supreme Court in Melbourne. And curiously, the magistrate denied that request. That would seem odd to me in a situation where both parties asked for it. It's good news, though, as apparently you can't apply for bail in the magistrate's court on a murder charge, only in the Supreme Court. She was remanded in custody. That means for the 20-week adjournment that was granted for the purpose of conducting forensic examination of her computer's phone and other electronic devices, she'll have to spend that time in prison, rather than at home watching Dr. Phil and continuing to eat cheesecake in her ongoing attempts to assume the body shape of a mushroom. So, with the matter not coming before the court for another 5 months or so, there most likely won't be another mushroom video from me until that time, but this is a story I'm going to follow to the end. For the time being, though, I'm going to go out on a limb and make some predictions. I think that the fact that Ian Wilkinson survived is going to be her undoing, along with the numerous lies she told about the food dehydrator. I'm predicting that she'll get off on the attempted murder charge relating to her ex-husband, unless there's some toxicology samples still stored at the hospital where he was hospitalised. I'm suspecting that such evidence may not have been taken at the time, and even if it was it stored? I suspect not. I do, however, think that she'll be convicted on the triple murder charge. I'm predicting that Mushroom Woman is going to be spending a very, very long time in prison.